And I do hope that I have on the phone with me Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Oh, you sound loud and clear.
Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
It's very nice to be back on the radio, on CGM.
I feel the same, I feel the same. So today we're going to discuss Parshat HaShavua.
We're going to talk about this week's Torah portion, which is the Torah portion of Ki Tetzé.
Ki Tetzé.
Which, interestingly enough, 74 of the Torah's 613 commandments are in this week's Torah portion. So this week's Torah portion has a lot of the mitzvahs of the commandments,
yeah,
which they include the laws of the beautiful captive, inheritance rights of the firstborn, burial, dignity for the dead, returning a lost object, sending away the mother bird, the duty to erect a safety fence around the roof of one's home, and many, many other laws as well. You know, escaped slaves, interest, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
The end of the Torah portion concludes with the obligation to remember what the Amalekites did to you on the road, on your way out of Egypt, where we remember Zachor
Et asher asa lecha Amalek.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, in this week's Torah portion, as I said, there is an important detail to observe when building a home. And the Torah commands us, it says, Ki tivne bayit chadash vasisa makeh legagecha. That if you build a new house, a new home, you shall make a fence for your roof. That is, the Torah requires that the owner to erect and make a protective fence around their roof. Why? In order to avoid a mishap that may, God forbid, occur when the roof is not protected with a barrier.
Yeah.
So the Zohar Kabbalah says that the etymology of the word Torah is Hora'ah, which means teaching, guidance. Because we know Torah is not merely a compilation of various laws and statutes, but also teaches a person how to conduct themselves throughout their lives. Like we know all the other parts of Torah, this law too conveys and contains a very important lesson. So we know a roof is the essential part of the house, and this can be seen from the way people express themselves. You know, people, you hear the expression, they call it a roof over my head. So the importance of the roof of the house can also be derived from the halacha that a newly built house, there's a law that says, you know, a newly built house does not require a mezuzah, the scroll that we put on the door, on the entrance of the room, as long as the roof was not constructed. So I can have my whole frame and the foundation and everything of my house, and I haven't put on the roof yet. As long as I don't put on the roof yet, I'm not obligated in putting on the mezuzah.
Maybe that's why you don't put a mezuzah in a sukkah.
Very good. Well, that's one reason. And the other reason is because it's something that is temporary.
Yeah.
Something that is temporary, we don't put on a mezuzah. But yes, correct, very good.
Okay.
Now, the Hebrew word, a roof, is called gag. And that's what the pasuk says, the verse says, make a fence, legagecha, for your roof. Now, the word gagecha, your roof, also has a numerical value of 26, which is the numerical value of God's holy four-letter name. Now, that's just a side point. But the message to the Jew is that one must always bear in mind that just as the roof is the highest part of the home, likewise, the highest and supreme authority in a person's home is Gagecha, which means your God. Now, the uniqueness of the Jewish home is that in addition to the physical gods, the physical roof, like all other houses, it also has Gagecha, a godly roof. Because in the Jewish home, God is exalted to the extent that He is above and on top of everything that goes on. So the question is asked, how does a person accomplish that God should be part of his household and that his word should be cherished above all? And the simple answer is by making makeh, a fence around it. Because a fence, when we make a fence, it's a boundary. And it serves as a barrier, not only to protect those on the roof from falling, but also to prohibit entry to intruders. For God to remain in and above the new house that we built, it is imperative that there be fences and boundaries, restrictions, limitations, what we can, what we are not, what we allow, what we don't allow to come into the house. A Jewish house is distinguishable from other houses by the fact that not everything that is welcome and admitted into an ordinary home comes into the Jewish house. Not everything that is practiced in an ordinary home is acceptable and practiced in a Jewish home. And the Torah goes on to say that through the fence, we will achieve that so that you will not place blood in your house if a fallen one falls from it. That's why we put a roof. Now the word damim, which is blood, not only means blood, but also means money. In Aramaic, damim, dam, is blood, but it also means money.
Yep.
The message is that in your house, you should not place the emphasis on monetary achievements, on damim, but rather your goal should be spirituality, happiness, togetherness. The simple reason for this is that money is not permanent. It comes and it goes. And it's something which can, God forbid, be lost entirely. As the Torah gives reason, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, sometimes money, unfortunately, has an adverse effect on one's spiritual level and religious behavior.
Definitely.
It can, God forbid, cause a degradation in one's level of Torah observance in general. And so, therefore, when we have our criteria, our perspectives of life, that we put a fence around our home. We're careful what comes into our home. We're careful how we treat the people in our home. We're careful how we portray outward with spiritual love and so on and so forth. Then no one falls. In other words, then no one get hurt. Then no one get damaged. But I have to first put legagecho, a roof, which means a boundary to my home. Now, especially now coming, we're now in the month of Elul, which is the month before Rosh Hashanah, which, God willing, next week we'll
the
start talking.
Slichot.
Right, we start talking about Rosh Hashanah and so on. It's the month of Slichot. As you know, in Israel now they start
the whole month, every day.
We in North America only start a few days before, a week.
I know.
But it's absolutely, you know, there's so many videos that are going around on Facebook and YouTube that you go and you look at the thousands upon thousands of people of all walks of life that come to the Kotel, the Western world.
Waking in the morning and going for Slichot.
Right. And everyone's singing together. I mean, it gives me the chills when I love to look at those videos. It's
Same here. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
But now, coming before Rosh Hashanah, we start thinking, what am I doing? How am I putting a fence around myself, allowing myself to build a Jewish home, to build my life, especially before Rosh Hashanah, coming to God and saying, this is what I've done, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to be the next year. But this doesn't happen unless we put a fence, a gagecho, a surrounding around us, surround ourselves with people that we want to influence outside world influences depend on who we surround ourselves with. So the blessing to everyone is let's put a fence on our roof, let's put a wall around us, not that we're separated from the world and that we're different. The more we have the spirituality, we invite and we keep it in our homes, spirituality, godliness, and with that, our homes are a home of peace, a home of loving, and a home of caring. So that's a really important lesson that I think that we can learn from this week's Torah portion.
Yeah. And Rabbi, what about services?
So we have services Friday evening is at 7 o'clock. Shabbat morning is at 9:30. Sunday morning is at 8:15, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is at 7:15, a great day to start off the day before you go to work. So it's we have everyone covered. It's beautiful.
That's it. So, Rabbi, I do hope to have you next week on the show.
I will be here, God willing.
God willing. And I wish you Shabbat Shalom and great weekend.
You too, and we will be in touch.
We will.
Okay, be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.